My child, listen to me and treasure my instructions. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Now, this is what we all need to do. Now, verse 3 and 4. Cry out for insight and understanding. Cry out to the Lord, ask Him. Search for them as you would for lost money or hidden treasure. Now, this is what I've done whenever I begin to understand how powerful God's Word was. I begin to research this book, study this book in depth, in detail, many hours a day, and I'm digging in this thing like I'm mining for silver and gold. I'm not reading this book. I am studying this book. I want to know what it says. Just like that story that we read there a while ago in Kings. I read that all the way through and didn't get nothing. And then I read it all the way through and didn't get nothing. And then I went through and I said, Lord, what are you trying to show me? And let me take word by word and see what you're trying to say to me. And then I got a whole new story out of 1 Kings 22. Search for them as you would for lost money or hidden treasure. In other words, let's put it like this. If you had a $10 ring and you lost it out in the sand, how long would you look for it? But what if that ring was worth $100,000? You would be out there on your hands and knees searching through that, wouldn't you? Yeah, I know a man that had a watch, and it was one of those, I forget what you call them, but they're those Rolex. Yeah, he had a Rolex watch. He was a doctor, and he wore this thing, and then he thought he lost it out in the pasture. He owns a big farm, big ranch. And he would have swore he lost it out in this one particular place. Well, he searched this pasture. You know how much a Rolex watch costs? This one cost about $25,000. The one he had, with the diamonds on it and all the stuff it had on it, he said it was appraised at about $25,000. I first told him, you know, I was my real normal self. I said, first of all I got to say, you're a dummy for buying a watch like that. I don't care if you're a doctor. You should have never spent $25,000 for a stupid watch. I said, I go up to Walmart and buy me one for $6 or $7 or $8. And when it goes out, I go buy me another one. If I lose it, I didn't lose nothing. So anyway, I do things different than a lot of people. But anyway, he had looked that pasture over. He's a great Christian guy. I said, by the way, have you prayed? He said, you know, I guess I haven't. I said, let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to show you where that watch is. A few months later, he called me, and he found it out by where he burns trash at the trash barrel. He found that watch. It was still running in perfect shape. What happens after you pray? Pray about how much? Everything. And in all things give thanks, because this is the will of God. Now then, let's go on here in verse 5 and 6. Let's see what this says here. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Now, from His mouth, you have it in your lap if you have the Word of God, that He talks to you right out of the Word of God. Verse 7 and 8. He grants a treasure of good sense to the godly. He is their shield, protecting them, those who walk with integrity. Now, this is how you have to walk with God for Him to do this. He guards the paths of justice and protects those who are faithful to Him. Protects those who are faithful to Him. He protects you if you obey Him. And then verse 9 and 10. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will know how to find the right course of action every time. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Where is all this coming from? From God. That's exactly right. Then verse 11 and 12. Wise planning will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Wisdom will serve you from evil people, from those whose speech is corrupt. Now, that Proverbs 2 verses 1 through 12, that's not the same as the one that I study in my office. I don't know what it is they've changed there, but it says there that one, yeah, that's the NLT, but the one I'm studying is NLT too. But there's a definite difference between this NLT and the one I study. I don't know what version we got here, but there's definitely some. I'm going to have to do some comparisons because it says some things. Okay, let's go to Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 10, and let's see how that reads in this one. Because that one didn't read like mine. It had a couple of statements. Okay, but still it didn't say what I wanted it to say. But it said some good stuff. Proverbs 4, 1 through 1, or 1 through 10. My children, listen to me. Listen to your father's instructions. Pay attention and grow wise. For I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my teaching. So the thing about it is we have to get in God's Word to get this teaching and understanding. And if you're a Christian and you don't spend any time in God's Word, you're never going to learn these things because it won't just automatically fall in your lap. You're going to have to get it from reading and teaching and studying God's Word. Don't turn away from my teaching, verse 3 and 4. For I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved by my mother as an only child. My father told me, take my words to heart, follow my instructions, and you will live. Now, that's a real secret little word right there. If you follow God's instructions, you will live. What if you don't follow His instructions? You will die. That's exactly right. See, we read these things, but we don't really read them like they're written. But God clearly tells us here what will happen. In verse 5 and 6, learn to be wise and develop good judgment. Don't forget or turn away from my words. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. Now, wisdom is one of the things that I pray for more than anything else. I ask God for wisdom virtually every day for everything I do. I ask Him to give me wisdom to do and complete the day, whether I'm teaching His Word or whatever it is I'm doing. I ask for wisdom from God to do it because I know that if I try to do something on my own, it's going to be a complete flop. But if I do it from God, it's going to be a complete success. Verse 7 and 8. Getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. That's why I do it. And whatsoever else you do, get good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. Verse 9 and 10. She will place a lovely wreath on your head. She will present you with a beautiful crown. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. Now, how many of us in here would like to have a long, good life? That's why we're all here. We all want a long, good, healthy life. That's what we all want. Yes. That's definitely what we want. And God shows us in His Word, in His health care plan, the Jesus health care plan, not the Obama health care plan, but the Jesus health care plan. And the beautiful part about this health care plan, who is the doctor that goes with this health care plan? King Jesus. Now then, the cost that He charges you for it is how much? Wow, zero. Where are you going to find a health care plan that good? Just like Ann up here, when Ann got her new heart. Ann, what did Jesus charge you for that new heart?
His bill was nothing.
You didn't have to pay no doctor bill. Isn't that amazing that you did not get a doctor bill?
Yes, pretty amazing.
Don't you love to serve Jesus? I love to serve Jesus. He clearly says there, you'll have a long, good life. And then let's go in this chapter, just go to verse 20 to verse 27. 20 through 27. And I want to show you what else he said here in verse 20. Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Now, how many of you ever told your child when they come in, listen to me. Pay attention to what I'm fixing to tell you. Have you ever done that to your children? Sure, we do that all the time. You know, Because our children, they're thinking about something else, are they not? They're going a different direction, and we need to get their attention. I mean, now, for some of us men, if you women have, most of you women will know this when I tell you this. Your husband, you need to get his attention before you tell him what you want him to do. Because your husband, he's only got, I'll call this a one-track mind. He has one track, or he can only open one box at a time. He's not like you, the girl. You girls can open 10, 12, 20 boxes at a time. I mean, y'all can be talking on the phone, you know, taking care of the kids, washing the clothes, you know, listening to a television show. I mean, frying eggs on the stove. Everything at the same time, and everything goes perfect. Now, a guy can't do that. A guy can't do that. So, like, every woman already knows every man was born like this, so every one of us men were born with brain damage. So that's just the way we are. We can't help it. God is the one that did this to us. You know, if you don't know this, I believe it's at 24 weeks in the womb, the link between the right and left brain, in every male, there is a chemical reaction takes place in the brain that burns the link in two on every male at 24 weeks in the womb. It don't happen to the women, but the girls have that link, and it's constantly connected, and they can communicate right and left brain, but they're short-term thinkers. You know, girls are short-term. What are we going to eat today? What are we going to wear this morning to church or to school or whatever? This is a girl. And the guy, he gets up and just throws something on and goes out. He's thinking, now, how am I going to make a living today to provide for my children when they get 18, when they get ready to go to college? And you say, I've got to get this together so I can have some kind of investments, so I can have money so when my children get to be 18, the mother says, but they're only 4 and 6. You don't have to worry about that. He said, yes, I got to worry about that. Now, the man thinks long term. The girl thinks short term. Now, when you put a short term and a long time together, what have you got? You got a full term. You got a good plan there.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus' Healthcare Plan, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.